You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis this week after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa over 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service and plan to announce more this week. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. It's not the heat, it's the humidity this week as we begin the month of June. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The jet stream is lifting north into Canada, and it's bringing the warm southern air with it. This means not only will the air temperatures rise well above normal, but the humidity is tagging along too. Dew point temperatures. Well, the best way to describe them is to think of it as the moisture in the air. 50s feels fine. 60s is starting to get sticky, and 70s is uncomfortable. You'll notice it start to feel a bit more muggy. By the middle of this week, dew points spike to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
After a hot day today and showers and storms tomorrow, we'll see highs in the 80s the rest of the week here in the Cooley region. Yesterday was the start of Pride Month, and Wisconsin is once again taking part. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Governor Tony Evers got emotional during the flag-raising ceremony.
They pretended trans and queer folks weren't there at Stonewall in June of 69. I'll be with you in a minute. They told trans folks and veterans willing to fight and die for our freedom and theirs, that their patriotism is not wanted and never mattered.
The Pride flag has flown at the state capitol every June since 2019. The LGBTQ caucus and the Wisconsin legislature has introduced a package of bills they're calling the Equality Agenda. It includes 7 bills and 5 joint resolutions. They would ban discrimination on the basis of gender identity, update the Wisconsin Constitution to reflect marriage equality, and give legal recognition to some same-sex parents. Democratic Representative Chris Phelps from Eau Claire.
LGBTQ plus people have always lived in every corner of Wisconsin, and we always will.
The legislation would also ban conversion therapy in Wisconsin. An overwhelming majority of studies have shown trying to change someone's sexual orientation doesn't work, and it causes harm. One study showed people who went through conversion therapy were twice as likely to think about suicide. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows conversion therapy and its ripple effects, like substance use disorders and mental illness, including suicide, cost the U.S. economy $9 billion every year. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
According to a recent report by the Williams Institute of the UCLA School of Law, an estimated 20,000 LGBTQ plus minors in states without protections will be subjected to conversion therapy by a licensed healthcare professional if state officials fail to act. And act we are.
More than half of states in the U.S. have banned conversion therapy. Now, the big question, would any Republicans get on board with this legislation? They would need to in order for it to pass. Representative Ryan Spouty from Ashwaubenon.
This bill is going to become law. I don't know if it's going to be this session or a different one, but I know it is going to happen, and that will be a very great day for Wisconsin.
The 5 joint resolutions would recognize days important to the queer community, like Trans Day of Visibility and Intersex Awareness Day. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
A proposed fee increase could affect La Crosse property owners later this year. The Stormwater Utility is proposing an increase of nearly $10 per month to help pay for operating costs and capital projects. A second proposal would then add a 22% fee increase for January 1st and an annual 3% increase to account for inflation for the next 3 years after that. The proposals will be considered by the Board of Public Works today. If they pass committee, they would go to the full Common Council next week. In La Crosse City Government, the Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee reviewed plans for both of the La Crosse School District's capital projects last week. The two projects are for adding on to the State Road Elementary School and the new elementary school at the Hogan Administrative Site. The projects were approved in a referendum that passed last year. Later this week, the City Plan Commission and Judiciary and Administrative Committee will take up rezoning ordinances to allow the district to begin work on the projects. This week is the start of water flushing for the City of La Crosse. The annual routine began last night and will work its way through La Crosse's south side for the next 2 weeks. weeks. After that, water utility crews will begin work on the north side, which is estimated to begin on June 16th. The water flushing typically lasts less than a month each year. According to city officials, water flushing is expected to wrap up around June 22nd this year. You can find more information, including a timeline of when your neighborhood will be affected, on the city's website. Congressman Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse Friday to tour Western Technical College and its public safety complex. Van Orden said he would like to see federal Pell Grant money directed at trade schools and STEM programs. He also plans to return to La Crosse next month for commencement. Meanwhile, protesters at Van Orden's La Crosse office criticized the Republican for his vote on the budget bill. Van Orden said the bill doesn't cut Medicaid, but the Congressional Budget Office said 8 to 14 million people would be left without coverage if it passes. After passing the House, the Republican-backed omnibus budget bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Senator Ron Johnson predicts he and his Senate allies can halt President Trump's signature budget bill, demanding more aggressive action on spending cuts and deficit reduction. On CNN this week, Johnson said that we're mortgaging our children's future. He also said it's immoral and it has to stop. Johnson criticized the bill for increasing the deficit.
Some House Republicans also held out initially over concerns that the budget bill would add to the national deficit. Hot, hazy, and humid. That's what's on tap to start this week. Highs will be in the upper 80s and low 90s today, with dew points rising throughout the day as well. Air quality will also be a concern thanks to the combination of humidity and Canadian wildfire smoke. Tonight, it'll stay muggy and hazy with temperatures right around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, with a slight chance of severe weather. Drier weather is on tap the rest of the week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich. Hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander, Ranger Suarez, in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so you don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough, but yeah, I assume, hopefully.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
Before this week, I was worried that I wasn't really going to play decent golf for a while because it felt like it was so far away. So this just feels huge, and I'm so happy. You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank, together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, An American Saga, Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. Hey-ho, jazz fans! It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Day, Huff, the Edwin Doherty Five-Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shawnee was known for its delicious Sundrop Manufacturing and Distribution Center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink, especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. If you're looking for some good tough guy TV and like mobsters, here's one of Pete's picks. Definitely check out Mobland. I reported a few weeks ago that I enjoyed enjoyed the first episode, but the Guy Ritchie episodic on Paramount Plus is really well done, and the plot escalates every week. The show stars Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren, who I am actually scared of. New episodes of Mobland drop every Sunday on Paramount Plus. Well, it's finally happened, fellas. The dream is real. Now you can smell like Sydney Sweeney. That's right, the star of Euphoria and Anyone But You has partnered with a soap company to incorporate her bathwater into the bar of soap for your, washing pleasure. I don't mean to sound like a cynic, but I don't think guys are buying that soap so they can smell like Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. I think they are buying it to, well, tune into Nightlight tonight and find out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight are low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.